The Orthodox Christian Network is honored to present the following recording from the Orthodox Christian Association of Medicine, Psychology, and Religion's 2013 Annual Conference, The President's Message by Michael Christakis, M.D.
My great pleasure now to introduce again the President of ACAMFR, Michael Christakis, who's been our leader for 3 years now, and again, he leads through his humbleness and his willingness to serve and to learn. He's been a great inspiration to all of us. Michael, he's going to give the ACAMFR annual address.
So what I failed to mention earlier is Bishop John, I know it's in the folder, and is one of our advisory board members, and you can see why. He's a tough act to follow, and is being so available to me. He's been just a great help in helping guide the organization. I received a phone message also from Bishop Michael DeHulich, who is planning to be here tonight, and to have, he's also on our advisory board, to have had two advisory board members, Episcopal advisors, would have been a first in ACAMFR history, and just a wonderful thing. Unfortunately, Bishop Michael got sick and couldn't make it. But so I'll go ahead and read off these remarks. I prepared a small PowerPoint for you, and if you want to stop me and ask questions, that's fine. But I'll go ahead and get started. So, Your Grace, Bishop John, and Reverend Fathers, speakers, clergy, colleagues, and friends, I want to welcome all of you to our ACAMFR conference this year, the clinical and pastoral care of the aging patient. This year's last year, I would like to share a few reflections with you about our work in the association, how this wonderful conference is part of our larger ACAMFR mission. Thanks. Last year, I dedicated these reflections to Father Peter Gilquist of blessed memory. I had trouble removing this slide from my PowerPoint, and I'm very comfortable leaving it in again this year. And I did want to dedicate these remarks to someone else momentarily. But we have yet to replace Father Peter with a new advisor. With so few phone calls and very few words, he encapsulated the ACAMFR mission and need for our ministry to continue to exist in order to enhance the advancement of the collaboration between clinicians and pastors. This key message of the collaboration between this collaboration with one another is why I bring him up again this year. Father Peter served as an advisory board member to ACAMFR for approximately 1 year, all too short a time, to get to know him and benefit from his wisdom and experience. But even today, when I face difficulties with our issues, I look to him for intercessions and ask for a simple and common sense approach that he often offered up to me. Next. This year, I want to dedicate my reflections to this wonderful man. He is my father, Dr. George Christakis, seen here on a trip to the Holy Mountain. Some of you may know him. I know that he and Dr. John DeMakis were great friends and worked together for decades for OCMC. Dr. DeMakis recruited my father for ACAMFR's discussions and responses on at least one occasion. His Orthodox ministries also included teaching Sunday school seniors and helping the churches of Greece and Russia with their medical schools and clinics. Dad was a man of deep faith, extraordinary brilliance and humility, rare combination of gifts many of us only aspire to. His main loves were the Orthodox Church and, of course, his family. He had a wonderful career as a grandfather in the nutritional sciences and wrote grants for medical schools at Mount Sinai and the University of Miami. Had funded research that laid the foundation for discoveries regarding cardiac risk factors and how their control would lead to fewer coronary events and early death. Science and scripture never ran contra to one another in his world, and in this way, he set an example for all of his children. Although at one point I took a different path, when I came back into the church, it had more to do with him than even I know. It is in the spirit of his love for the Creator and his creation, for his patients, his students, our parishioners, his family, his studies and love of truth, and the numerous ministries he served that I also try to lead ACAMFR. Try. Those on the executive board know how difficult this has been for me. However, we have great examples and mentors that God sends as angels to help us. My father is one of them, and I've been so fortunate and blessed together with my brother's children, nephews, and nieces to have had him in our lives. Dad has Alzheimer's disease. It is quite severe. He is blessed with 3 children and 19 grandchildren. He is so fortunate to live in proximity to my brothers and their children in Florida, who spend time with him, live in his home, and keep an eye on him. They take him to the memory center and to his medical appointments, to church, and on it goes. But many of our parishioners and patients do not have this great blessing of strong family support. As they move from independent living to assisted living, from assisted living to visiting nurses, and from there to skilled nursing facilities and hospices, many of these good folks do not have any, or gradually lose whatever support systems they may have. As we step into their lives during these difficult times as pastors and clinicians, we need to remember this great sense of abandonment and loneliness they may feel. While God may be preparing them for paradise through these extremely difficult times, these, our patients and parishioners, give us all an opportunity to take ownership of them, provide for them, visit and support them, and care for them as a team, pastors and clinicians, according to gospel commandment. An example of how this occurs in some parishes is parish nursing, a ministry of Ocampo that can play a huge role in helping parish priests and local clinicians reach out to the elderly shut-ins and minister to them. Next. I made this point as well at last year's conference on infertility, miscarriage, and early child loss, that we need to collaborate intimately as pastors and clinicians with many of the entities that we face in our daily work lives. We need to recognize that our working together is an extension of the saving work of our church and Christ, who is our creator and physician of our souls and bodies, as witness to Scripture, holy tradition, and the very history of our church. Throughout his ministry, our Lord healed diseases of body, mind, and soul. Today, our church proper, through the sacramental life, heals our souls and prepares us for eternal life, the ultimate purpose of our sojourn here on earth. In what cohort of patients and parishioners is there a better example than that of the elderly? Next. Whom we serve and attend to, a group too easily forgotten and isolated and often actively ignored by all of us, family members, friends, clergy, and clinicians. And this during a most vulnerable time in their lives, when they are often depressed from a strong sense of being forgotten, isolated, having lost their independence, having unreconciled differences with loved ones, and dealing with illnesses such as depression, dementia, and in general, simply often having multiple complex medical problems. As clinicians, we contribute primarily to the healing of bodies and minds. As pastors, primarily to the mind and the soul. Our collaboration, therefore, as pastors and clinicians, is natural in the life of the church. The intimate collaboration can be seen from the earliest of times in Old Testament, as exemplified in Sirach, that I will discuss below, the New Testament, throughout the Byzantine and Russian empires, and into our present age. Several years ago, the history of clinical and spiritual care collaboration was put out there for us. Next. At the Ocampo Conference, in great detail by Charles Kyriakos Anthony, director of the Panagia Philanthropy Center of Odemilia in Greece, where the work of emotional and physical healing is linked to the church in the form of outreach to indigents of all ethnic and religious backgrounds. The work of this center is linked directly to and overseen by the holy monasteries of Evangelismos in Odemilia and Simonopetra Mount Athos. Next. This outreach includes screening for cancer in patients without insurance or other means to get care, and offers clinical and emotional care to trafficked children. The way Kyriakos brought this history of healing and faith in the Judeo-Christian traditions most certainly is exemplified by organizations such as Panagia Philanthropini and Ocampo, and it is for this reason I have included their slides in my presentation. Our work at Ocampo is part of this historical continuum, and as an Assembly of Bishops-endorsed organization, next. And this parallel to the work of the Ecumenical Patriarchate is part of this continuum. And we really should continue to be very proud of it, provided it is done under the supervision, oversight, and with the blessing of our good hierarchs. We hope also to fill at least one of our advisory board seats with an international representative to make our work more pertinent globally as well as locally. Working together, therefore, with other organizations of our church towards common goals, of providing compassionate care is all important, and God willing, we have the time and energy to help make this happen with Ocampo as its history progresses, and the spirit and history of clinical, pastoral, and pastoral collaboration It really is vital work. Next. Several years ago, my mentor and friend, Dr. John DeMacis, our main host at St. Catherine's this year, pointed out this beautiful quote, which I always enjoy sharing. It is from Sirach 38 that makes quite clear our Lord's scriptural admonition to collaborate with healers. There are many who believe in the separation of bodily and spiritual health, that somehow physical and spiritual healing are opposed to each other. There should be no such separation of spiritual and physical healing, illness and death being the enemy, and anything but natural. We were born to live, body and soul, together forever. But with the fall came illness and death, yet our Lord came and solved all the problems of illness and death by making illness a source of healing, spiritual healing, and death no more than a sleep and passing into eternal life, to await the resurrection and making of all things new in the eighth day, souls and spiritualized bodies together. It is our duty to follow suit as admonished in Sirach. Next. This continues to be an exciting time for Ocampo because we are still trying to redefine and rebuild the organization. In the past, the main mission was primarily one of dialogue and fellowship, and this took the form of an annual conference with presentations of papers and publication proceedings. While we try to maintain this ministry, which remains our most important one, we have also added to our mission a number of other yet smaller ministries. Next. These will help our pastors and clinicians by providing resources to them in their daily work for a more orthodox union of theology, medicine, and psychology. Again this year, but I will ask all the attendees to remember that we are a volunteer organization and that our success continues to depend on members and volunteers, on our committees to do the work. Please remember that we do need your help, and once again this year, we ask all of you, as you hear more about Ocampo, to think about signing up and helping on these committees where your own skills, talents, and interests intersect with ours. Later, I will provide the names of the medicine, psychology, and religion coordinators you may contact and you hear more about us. About the ministries that have recently redefined Ocampo, here you see a number of ministries listed, some that are already in place, such as our annual conference, parish nursing and Orthodox advanced directives, some that are in progress, such as our ethics and bioethics ministry, and yet other ministries that are still in the planning phase. Over the last day or two, we've met for several hours to rediscuss and redefine which ministries are the ones to focus on. And we've made some very good headway and put our thoughts together, and I think we've been re-energized just by having our face-to-face these last 2 days. Another idea, Father Peter Gilchrist's idea, that will offer youth, young people mentoring opportunities with Ocampo professionals is one especially close to my heart because we will work with youth in their early education years, perhaps through groups such as OCF, as they consider whether their interests might lie with church ministry as pastors or in medicine, psychology, and other fields that we represent. Among our several ministries, we have this one, our conference, and each year we have been trying to balance the topic and speakers to reflect the interest of those in medicine, psychology, and religion, our clinicians, psychologists, and clergy, respectively. These conferences are an opportunity for fellowship and dialogue, which should also be a source of take-home messages for all groups, and these should be published as proceedings of our conferences. Therefore, we need help with conference planning as well as with the proceedings, since our speakers are all very high caliber and respected leaders and educators of our Orthodox academic world, both clinical and theological. Next. One of our main hopes is to focus on psychology and psychotherapy and come up with counseling resources for pastors, therapists, and psychiatrists to help one another and maximize the healing power of our faith and modern science. Two institutes can serve as models of collaboration, include the Orthodox Christian Pastoral Institute of Chicago and the Orthodox Pastoral Counseling Institute of Pittsburgh. I borrow here a list from the Orthodox Pastoral Counseling Institute of common clinical problems frequently encountered both by pastors and therapists that they treat: marital discord, divorce, miscarriage and early child loss, depression, addictions, etc. These are all examples, everything on this list, where collaboration can lead to improved outcome and healing. We add to this list our conference topic this weekend of issues related to aging. I'm sure by the end of our conference, we will have a deeper appreciation of and approach to the many issues related to our theme this year, and hopefully take-home messages for all of us. Next. Soon thereafter, we will be exploring further what physicians need and want from the organization. In general, thus far, physician interest in OCAMPER's work tends to be primarily in the ethical and bioethical fields and offering clinical skills such as OCMC. By focusing our energies on OCAMPER on these few ministries, we hope to provide Orthodox pastors and clinicians with resources, networking, and clinical and pastoral pearls for their work and ministries. We feel that in our role as pastors, clinicians, and scientists, OCAMPER's position to make this ministry of ethics and bioethics all important to informing the Assembly of Bishops on critical issues of each of the ethical and bioethical questions. All formal statements, of course, are only for the Assembly to make, but our working together is of utmost importance to help them understand these issues and to formulate their own responses. Next. However, once again this year, I saved the most important group for last. What does the Assembly want from OCAMPER? They are very key stakeholders and grant us their endorsement. It is therefore imperative to remain aware of their interests in our association and see what they want from us. It has come up repeatedly that our bishops and clergy look for a referral source for counselors for their flock. Lay people have also asked for such a referral list. But we have repeatedly tabled this issue, and again, once again this year, for a variety of reasons. Maybe one way to do this, however, would be to bring clergy together in an area with the respective local professionals as they have in Chicago, in Boston, in Pittsburgh, and create a venue in which they can meet with each other and develop their own contacts and connections with their own counseling institute. Regardless of how we accomplish this, we need to find out how we as a collaborative professional organization can better serve our church by revisiting frequently what role our Assembly of Bishops feels we should play. We also hope that the Assembly would turn to OCAMPER as an organization of choice for counseling and ethical issues, and that they might be interested in OCAMPER representing the Assembly in some way at international meetings, such as those held by the pastoral health care of the Ecumenical Patriarch of Constantinople. Collaboration on all such issues, especially with counseling and ethics, is all important, and I believe that as we become a stronger and more vibrant organization, and as endorsed by the Assembly, we are under good advisors, we can credibly play just such a role, internationally as well as nationally. Next. A word about our name. Intermittently over the last 5 years, many people have suggested a name, changing our name. OCAMPER's very name, on the one hand, makes an important statement on our composition as human beings, that we are body, mind, and soul. And so our organization's name represents the professionals that treat these respective entities of our human persona. However, at times the name itself has contributed to camps within OCAMPER, psychologists versus physicians, generally a very limited role of clergy, unless they are also psychologists or counselors, even though the clergy and hierarchy's role in healing are of paramount importance. Next. We considered a name such as the Society of Saints Cosmas and Damian that would be all inclusive of all healers, including those who do not fall under the MD, DO, PhD, or Master's of Theology degrees. It would include all healers, including nurses, nurse practitioners, physician assistants, social workers, pharmacists, physical and occupational therapists, all Orthodox healers with a common mission and interest to serve the Church. Over the last couple of days, we've really decided to table this one too, because OCAMPER already is all the above. And for a number of reasons, we're continuing with our current name. So next, I did want to express my thanks to all of our advisory board members, Bishop Michael Dehulich, Mother Gabriella of Dormition Monastery in Michigan, Father John Breck, Bishop John Dullo. Next. Father Alexander Verona is still in this slide, although he had to step down. And we need to replace Father Alexander. Father Peter Gilchrist of blessed memory. Dr. Juliana Orweaver and Dr. Stephen Muse. All of these wonderful Orthodox leaders have been very present, willing and accessible directors and believers in our mission, taking more than a personal interest in OCAMPER. Our current path has been heavily influenced by their contribution in wisdom, pastoral and clinical and scientific knowledge and experience. It is because of their reputation and wisdom that we have become a more credible and respected organization over time. They have encouraged us to continue our efforts to keep OCAMPER up and running, because they have seen a strong need for the organization to continue. And so again, I thank all of them deeply. I invite all of you here this weekend to make this happen. Next. Dr. Gail Woloschuk, Vice President, Dr. Brenda O'Reilly, one of our speakers this year, Secretary, Dr. Paul Kinsicki, Treasurer, Dr. John DeMacis, Medical Coordinator, next. Dr. James Berg, Psychology Coordinator, Father George Morelli, Religion Coordinator, and Dr. Philip Mamalakis, Associates Coordinator. All of the executive board members are extremely busy individuals with busy clinical practices, administrative and teaching roles, and one, even in retirement, works harder now than when he was employed. They have stepped up to do the work because of their sincere love for their Lord and our church and want to give directly to her of their time and talent in the healing arts to bring together faith and clinical skills and continue the age-old healing traditions of our church. I want to take a moment again to thank Vasily, as I did last year, for all of his help and hard work. Our seminary administrators have generally been bright, conscientious workers, and Vasily was among the very best. He has anticipated so many of my needs and saved me from disaster numerous times. I mentioned him this year, but we've also picked up a new administrator, Nicoletta Vangelados, who will pick up where Vasily left off. And I'm sure she too will be a strong help and move things along. Next. All of these individuals on the advisory and executive boards have been a great help to the organization and helping to keep it alive during these last few years. It has been wonderful working with them, and I count them now all as friends. Those interested in more information on our work and in joining, please contact or see one of these individuals. Also, to prior members, please renew your membership, bring others on board, volunteer some of your time, which I believe, if carefully planned, will be of high yield and low cost in terms of time. Next. Finally, thank you to my wife, Maggie, who's put up with my and supported me and our old camper work when so many of our few hours together was given elsewhere. Next. This was my final slide at last year's reflections for our conference on miscarriage and early child loss. After some thought, I left this one in because it shows a strong, to say the least, family unit. As St. Joseph aged and passed on, according to apocryphal sources, just before Jesus began his ministry, could it possibly be that the Virgin Mary and Christ did not offer their care and support to the aged Joseph? And so I consider it appropriate to end once again this year with this slide. Last year we covered loss at the beginning of life, and this year loss is at the end of life. This iconographic representation of womb-to-tomb caring and support is what I leave you with this evening. I'm leaving the conference coordination to Dr. John DeMacis, who I know will do a wonderful job as MC, as he always does. He is well known to all the locals and to everyone also at OCMC, and has put together a great weekend for us. I want to thank him sincerely for his unwavering energy in so many missions and ministries of our Orthodox Church, and especially this one. We have a wonderful and strong group of speakers this year, so enjoy the conference. Please join us for wine and cheese reception after these remarks, and feel free to approach me or any other executive board member about our camper issues, membership, and ideas for the future. May our good Lord and patron, Saints Cosmas and Damian, St. Catherine, and also look down upon us, guide us to many more years of service to the Church. Thank you.
For more information on OCAMPR, please visit their website, ocampr.org. This has been the Orthodox Christian Network reporting, myocn.net.